So we're preaching about a sing from Psalter number 351, stanza 1. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, good communication is essential for a healthy relationship. And this is particularly important in marriages, relationships between husband and wife, and if communications begin to become weak, it means also a weakness in the marriage. Communications are important between fathers, mothers, and children. And if that communication isn't there, the children will easily wander off and find communication elsewhere. Communication, therefore, is very, very important in our everyday life. But I would dare say that communication between us and the Lord God is even more important than any other communication. And that is what we want to consider this morning, particularly the communication that we may have with the Lord God. Because if we claim to have a good relationship with the Lord God, we communicate with Him. We speak with Him. We talk with Him. We pray to Him. We sing praises to Him. We communicate to Him. And one of the great communications that we have here is spelled out in the text that we have before us. Because here David has communications with the Lord God. And we might think that as we read this psalm, well, is that really an upbuilding kind of psalm for the new year? Shouldn't there be something more exciting? Well, I do believe we have something very exciting here, because this communication that David has places all his trust on the Lord, his God. And that is necessary for us as well for this new year, 2019. And so let us consider our New Year's communication with the Lord. In the first place, on what we may expect. And secondly, in whom we may hope. So our New Year's communication with the Lord, on what we may expect. What is it that you and I may expect for this new year, 2019? Well, we are told already that it is a new year, but really, what's so new about this year? A time period has passed. We reflected upon that last evening. But as such, nothing else has changed, has it? Except maybe for the look on your calendar. You and I, we are still the same people as we were yesterday, other than we are a day older. And since yesterday, not much has changed in this world either. There's still that terrible aftermath of the tsunami in Indonesia, and the threats of that volcano with that ominous name of Anak Krakatau. The tensions are still very high in the Middle East. The real threat of terrorism, it is still there, and we have read and heard about it, even in various places in these last couple days. Canada is still struggling with the antics of Trudeau. And in the U.S., it is still a question if Trump will get his way, whether there will be a wall or not. A new year has arrived for us. But really, it has not brought any changes, has it? Many people still... Yes, we know many people have watched to stay up to see the clock go from 12 to the next year, past midnight. In many cases, the passage of time was accompanied with great celebrations. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating, but I do pray that for those who did stay up, there was also time for prayer and reflection as well. Communication with the Lord God. And then, well, we will turn to the everyday work of the week again. After a brief high of emotion, really, what has to be faced again is the everyday work, that God has given us to do. And we should do that in the strength of the Lord, you see. We should do that with a good measure of delight. Well, what about you and me personally? Have things changed since the clock struck 12 midnight and ushered in the new year? Has anything changed with you and with me? We still face the same difficulties, don't we, that we faced before? Our troubles have not changed any, have they, overnight? They have not evaporated overnight, have they? There are still those great concerns in our midst about poor health among some of us. The loss of loved ones over the past year is still very fresh on our minds. Our elderly are still facing many challenges, the challenges of how can we get to church and can we still stay on our own and will we be able to walk by the end of this year yet? Challenges of infirmities. As congregation, yes, we also face the challenges. We are still vacant as well. We are thankful to the Lord that there are students who are coming up in the ranks, and we hope and pray that the Lord will also in due time give us one of His servants to stand here in the pulpit every Sunday and to pastor in the congregation. It is something that we look to the Lord for. And you and I, we need to communicate this to the Lord our God, dear people. But the question again is, what may we and what can we still expect for this new year? David, who is the poet of Psalm 39 here, he faces great challenges as you can read this psalm. The wicked are challenging to speak, while David wants to remain silent because he has nothing good to say to them or about them. He wants to keep silent. His very own conscience, it does not leave him alone either. We do not know exactly what sort of difficulties David was going through. Just reading the psalm gives you the idea that he may not have felt very well, very strong, or he may even have suffered from some sort of illness as well. Whatever the case might be, God's hand was heavy on him. God's plan for his life's journey is taking him through some very deep ways. David feels, and you can read of that at the end of the psalm, David feels that he is slated for death sooner or later. And as he reflects on life, he concludes that his days are only but a handbreadth, verse 5. And at this point he asks, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? Lord, what can I expect yet?" Now, catch this, David is in communication with the Lord, and that in itself is good. He speaks to the Lord about his circumstances, and he says, "Lord, I've looked at my life, and I've looked at it very seriously, and from my side, I cannot really expect any sort of change. I've looked seriously at life. But all that I can conclude at this moment is that man is vanity at best. There is nothing dependable about man whatsoever. Man's life is but a handbreadth, and man's age is as nothing. And now, Lord, what do I hate? What do I wait for? My hope is in you." And so, what is David doing here? Well, David is putting his case, he's placing his case before the Lord God, and he is busy expressing what is on his mind, and he communicates this to the Lord. And I hope and pray that you and I know something about that as well. And therefore, it would not be amiss for me to ask, dear people, do you do that on a regular basis? Do you communicate your needs to the Lord? Your wants, your wishes, your hopes, your dreams, do you communicate them to the Lord? Or do you communicate to the Lord when you're faced with different challenges? Challenges perhaps as David was experiencing, or the challenges that you are experiencing right now. Do you communicate them to the Lord God? It is nothing wrong with saying, "Lord, I'm going through difficult and dark ways, deep ways." Do you ever feel the need to express to the Lord God your thoughts and your concerns that you have? It's Some people may say, well, you know, that's a weakness in faith. No, but it's good to communicate that to the Lord as well. Or do you keep it all bottled up inside of you? Always deep inside of you, and that's where it stays. And again, therefore, dear people, I ask you, do you have regular communications with the Lord your God? Now, this is what David does here in our text. When he says, and now, Lord, what do I wait for? What may I? What must I? What can I expect? Notice that as David has this communication with the Lord, he also at the same time humbles himself before the Lord. He humbles himself. You can read of this in the verses that come before and also after our text. He is a humble communicator. David confesses his weakness, his frailty. He even speaks of the vanity that is within him as well. And he confesses that he has no expectations at all of self. Lord, what do I wait for? What can be expected of me? This means, therefore, that David, by way of communication to the Lord, has ceased to expect any sort of good of himself. And this is also how you and I must understand this text. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? What could possibly be expected of me? And the answer is so obvious that doesn't even require any sort of answer. The answer is very obvious because, of course, David could not expect anything of himself. And you and I cannot expect anything of ourselves. And for that matter, we cannot expect anything from man. Man, so David has learned already, and you can read of that in verse 6, man walks around, he says, like a shadow, which means that man walks around like a phantom, like an apparition, as some Bible versions have translated it. In other words, man is by nature one who walks around like an empty, hollow, vacuum-filled creature. And no doubt you have heard the saying at one time or another, an empty pot makes much noise. And so it is with man who is empty, empty. It has been David's observation, therefore, that man often makes much noise and has great uproars about vain and useless things. Besides that, man is constantly busy heaping up riches. And he doesn't really know why he gathers them, because once he leaves his life, it is left to others. And so David says again, now, Lord, what do I wait for? I cannot expect anything from man. Well, as far as that goes, David is correct, even by today's standards. You and I, can we really expect anything from man? Generally speaking, and I've mentioned something of that already, but generally speaking, we have lost confidence in man. And I don't think I need to describe to you the international scenes. We've lost our confidence in the men and women who are the authorities in the United Nations. And will the tensions in the Middle East, will they ever be resolved? Will the Islamic hatred for Israel, will it continue to grow and continue to threaten Israel? Man cannot possibly diffuse such Islamic hatred for the nation of Israel and for the nation, the Jewish people. And much of what is happening in some of the third world countries, it is still left untold. Humanitarian crisis in some places, it is actually beyond belief. Man cannot possibly contain the AIDS crisis, and you don't hear much of that anymore, but it is still a great problem. Man cannot control the hunger crisis either, and so most of it is left unmentioned. And then closer to home, we've lost our confidence in the politicians of our nations by and large, haven't we? I know that we must hold them in high honor for their office sake, and therefore we do pray for them, and we must continue to pray for them. After all, they are God's appointed government leaders, God's appointed leaders. But at the same time, we realize, don't we, that God sometimes appoints government leaders over a people. Why? In order to chastise those people for their foolishness, or for their faithlessness, or for their carelessness. Then God gives shepherds and leaders, government leaders, who are crooked, who feed themselves, who lead astray, and who bring people to ruin. And the history of the Old Testament of Israel proves that to us as well, doesn't it? And therefore, we must also say of many of our leaders today that they have let us down. What can we expect of them? Their walk and their talk, when it really comes down to it, is a vain show. And therefore, it is so necessary for you and for me to communicate with the Lord our God about this and say, now, Lord, what do I wait for? Lord, what can I expect of man? And this is David's communication with the Lord, therefore. And it should be your and my communication with the Lord as well. Because it boils down to a confession that we cannot expect anything from man whatsoever, not even from ourselves. But then, in his communication with the Lord, David does not stop at confessing non-expectancy from man. He at the same time confesses great expectancy from the Lord God. And he communicates in whom we may hope, as I want to speak of that in the second place. Now, David has no illusions whatsoever about man. What can I expect? You've heard of it already. But now, what about the Lord, however? David says firmly, and he says so very convincingly as well, and now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. And it is remarkable, and I must mention this to you as well, that David calls the Lord here by a special name. It is the name Adonai. You have something very similar in Psalm 135 and verse 5 as well, where the Lord is also called there Adonai. Above all gods, Adonai means the Lord, almighty in power and abundant in strength and capabilities and dependability. And so David says, and now Adonai, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. And so David worships the Lord here as the one whom he can depend on in all distress. He knows that he can put his full trust and his full hope and his full confidence in the Lord, whom he may call Adonai. Adonai. David has great expectations of him. He wants to wait for him. He has his hope in Adonai. Now, this is therefore David's confession of faith, isn't it? Outside of the Lord, he does not have any sort of expectations. His distress is so great and it is so deep and it is so radical that he knows that only the Lord God, his Adonai, could be of any sort of help to him whatsoever. And therefore, he communicates this to the Lord in strong language. And he says, and now, at this moment, now, Lord, Adonai, my hope is in you. And this is not merely some sort of precarious hope of, well, let's hope for the best. But it is an unwavering confidence. Adonai, my confidence is in you and in you alone. Adonai, I rest my case with you. What a blessing it is, congregation, when we too as we begin the new year, we can come up with such confidence as David has expressed, Adonai, our hope is in you. Then as some of our needs and some of our concerns that we've had in the past year, some of those needs and concerns that have come along with us through this, into this new year, we may know that the Lord, Adonai, is with us. The Lord in whom there is no change of times. The Lord who is the same year after year after year. The Lord who is from everlasting to everlasting. After all, He is the Almighty Adonai, who has at one time created the heavens and the earth, and has continued to maintain the heavens and the earth as well, who once spoke the word of His power, and out the vast nothingness, He called forth a universe, and He called forth men and women, boys and girls. Why? So that they would serve Him, so that they would communicate with Him, so that they would walk in His ways. And this God, this Adonai, is still the same today. As dependable as day one, and as powerful and as almighty as day one, He is still the same today. His word, it still goes forth, and it never returns to Him void or empty. It always accomplishes something. Perhaps this hour you feel somewhat depressed. Perhaps you think that your life has very little meaning and that it is empty. Perhaps you have been disappointed over and over and over again by people of whom you expected good things. Perhaps you see your future as rather bleak because you don't see anything worthwhile for this New Year's for you. Dear brother, dear sister in the Lord, communicate this to the Lord. Communicate this to the Lord. Speak to the Lord about this. But then, let us also learn to express our hope in Him as well. Why? Well, because He is so worthy of our hope and of our trust. His word of power, you see, it is still the same. David expresses confidence in Him, and we see this in our text passage. And therefore, why shouldn't you and I do the same? The Lord God, you see, He can change your state of emptiness, your state of void. He can fill your life with reason. He can fill your life with reasons to live to the praise of His name. He can make it worthwhile for you to begin this New Year's with the hope and with the expectation that the Lord will yet do great things for you. Therefore, should you not express that hope already at this very moment as you communicate to the Lord your God? Your future does not have to look bleak. It doesn't have to look somber. It doesn't have to look dark and uncertain. The Lord is still the same, you see. The Lord is still Adonai. He is still the Almighty One. Or, as you look into this new year, are you troubled and anxious about many things? Your lingering illness, perhaps? Or as old age is creeping up on you, and it is limiting your travels more and more? Or perhaps you don't feel so financially secure as you thought you were. Or perhaps your children are not turning out as the way you had hoped for. Or whatever other troubles it might be. These are not reasons for you to lose hope. But these are great reasons for you to communicate your hope to the Lord God, you see. Because the Lord is called the Adonai. He is the Almighty One, and therefore also bring these concerns to Him in prayer and in communication. Certainly, you may place your trust, your hope in the Lord. But then I do want to remind you, keep the words of our text together. The first part of our text implies that you have withdrawn all expectations from self and from man. What do I wait for? And the second part, it implies that you have placed your unwavering confidence in the Lord Almighty. However, and this is what we need to be careful about, if we still entertain some faint hope and expectations of man or of self, you will in fact endanger the confidence that you must place in the Lord God. Let me say it therefore in very plain terms. The Lord God does not want to play second fiddle to man. The Lord God does not want to play second fiddle to man. It is not so that you might first want to try for yourself what you can accomplish and look to others what they can accomplish for you. And if that fails, well, then finally you will turn to the Lord God. That's not how it works, dear people. That's not how it works. And no doubt this is one of the hardest lessons that we need to learn. Perhaps we need to learn it again and again also this new year. We must begin to make a very conscious effort of withdrawing all expectations from self and from man. We must begin to realize that as long as we put our hopes in man, we are losing our hopes in the Lord our God by the way we think. We cannot then have a full-fledged hope and expectation in the Lord our God if we place our hopes in man or self. And sometimes the Lord makes that a hard lesson for us to learn, you see. A hard lesson. And sometimes we must learn that as well. He did so with David, you see. The Lord took David through dark and difficult times and experiences, so that at a certain moment David actually had to cry out, and you can read of that in verse 10, "Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blows of your hand." But this is what it took, you see, to make David cast off all his expectations of self and expectations of man and put all his hopes on the Lord alone. And yes, you may place all of your hopes on the Lord God, but do so unconditionally, without any ties of expectations towards others. Congregation, this is the way we need to start our new year, with firm hope in the Lord Adonai. Now, David was still a man of the Old Testament. He knew of the Lord, all right. And he knew that he could call him Adonai, the Almighty One. But we, meanwhile, have been privileged to learn much more than that. We know much more about the Lord, don't we? Because he is not only called Adonai, but he is also called the Christ. In fact, he's called the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I, we may have our communications to him. And with him. And so now we may express also our hopes to him as well. And now, Lord Jesus Christ, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. And what could be more worthy than to place our hopes and our trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Do you need sins to be forgiven? Do you need guilt to be removed? Do you need to be delivered from some sort of transgression as David once did? Well, here's one who can perfectly meet all of your needs. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament Adonai. Tell him, therefore, and communicate to him, "Lord Jesus, my hope is in you." Perhaps some of you are troubled about sins of the past, or perhaps sins of years ago, sins of youth. And because of those particular sins, you feel that you are still not in the clear with God. Things do not sit well with you. Your conscience troubles you. And it has put a sort of damper on your life, an uncertainty in your life. You do not really know, perhaps, if you are saved or not. If you are in a relationship with Jesus Christ or not. Isn't it time, my friend, to carry all of those concerns of your past to the Lord? Lay them out before Him and do so honestly and openly. Make work of confessing all of it to the Lord God if you haven't done so already. And then believe in the forgiveness of sins. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in You. Dear people, I repeat, yes, but it's necessary to repeat it. Let us communicate with the Lord about all of this. And let us tell Him, Lord Jesus, my hope is in You. Boys and girls, young people, how good it is to see you in church as well. Keep it up. Be faithful in your church attendance with your mom and dad, with your friends. But you know, we have entered into a new year. What will it bring? Well, we do not know. I don't dare to forecast anything. I'm no prophet. But boys and girls, young people, there is one in heaven right now who has the whole new year in His hands. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Of Him we can sing it, and no doubt you have sung it as well in the past. He's got the whole world in His hands. Well, put your hopes in Him and in His hands. You do not know how to do this, you say, perhaps. Well, in very simple terms, as no doubt your mom and dad have shown you as well, begin on your knees. Boys and girls, young people, begin on your knees. Begin communicating to Him and tell Him everything. Everything. He will show you the way. The Lord Jesus Christ, you see, He is our Adonai. And He once said it, the one who comes to Me, I will in no way, by no means, cast out. He is there. He is so approachable. And He says, come to Me, even if you are weary and you are burdened, heavy laden with whatever it might be. Come to Me, He says. And so communicate that to Him. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in You, especially for this new year. And so again, dear people, as I said at the very beginning, may you have a blessed new year. Amen.